Nikki Haley scored big in college towns, wealthy districts. By Neil Munro on January 15, 2024. Nikki Haley romped to a clear second-place win in Iowa's few college towns but performed poorly outside the state's prosperous cities. In Johnson County, for example, Haley scored 34%, just 2% behind Donald Trump's 36%. The county is home to the University of Iowa. She scored 30% in Story County, which is home to Iowa State University. Her support was only a few points behind Trump's 34% win in the county. In Polk County, which covers the city of Des Moines, Haley scored 27% compared to Trump's 38%. Des Moines University straddles the border with adjacent Dallas County, where she also scored 27%. The college town vote likely reflects Haley's self-branding as a moderate, but not voters' support for her pro-investor economic promises. For example, she has repeatedly told donors and supporters that she will allow Fortune 500 companies to import many foreign graduates to take the jobs and salaries that would otherwise go to the U.S. graduates who voted for her on Monday night. Her approach to migration is portrayed as moderate by many of the D.C. journalists covering the races. The Wall Street Journal polled 1,600 voters before the caucus and showed Haley beating Trump by 38% to 27% among the 1 in 10 voters with a postgraduate degree. But she lost by 29% to 37% among the 1 in 4 voters who have earned a college degree. His greatest support, 38%, came from college towns where 1 in 10 voters lived. She scored only 10% in the small towns where 44% of voters live. She also won a 37% share of the 1 in 10 who said they were getting ahead economically. But she got only 10% among the 1 in 3 who said they were falling behind. She also scored 50% among the 1 in 5 voters who said they would not vote for Trump in November. The Washington Post polled 1,577 people as they entered the caucus sites. The survey showed Haley getting only a 10% bump among women, 22% versus 20% among men. But she got 30% of the college grad votes versus just 10% of those without college degrees. She scored 47% among the few, 1 in 8, who said foreign policy is their top priority. But she won just 1 of 7 of the 34% who said immigration is their top priority. She also did well, 37%, among people who support legal abortions. She got 54% among the 1 in 3 who said President Joe Biden won legitimately in 2020. She also won 36% of the vote from the 1 in 2 Iowans who say they are not part of the MAGA movement.